This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday, December 22nd. I'm Lisa Young. The Olathe Police Department says it shut down an alleged illegal gambling operation in the town. The Small Rural Police Department and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation served a warrant and searched 309 Main Street in Olathe after numerous citizens complained about alleged drug use and other illegal activity stemming from the location. Olathe Chief of Police Travis Thompson noted in a press release that his department took the concern seriously and, following an investigation, asked the CBI to assist in getting and executing the search warrant. According to the police department, the investigation is ongoing. The man accused of strangling a TV reporter in December of 2024 has been arrested and charged with violating a protection order. According to reporting in the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, 40-year-old Patrick Egan was arrested after sending harassing messages to a former coworker who slated to be a witness in the upcoming trial, although the former coworker did not witness the act that Egan is charged with. A 5-day trial is set to begin on January 5th. And you can find more on this story at gjsentinel.com. The Delta County Board of Commissioners recently adopted the county's 2026 budget. The approved budget total is set at $53.6 million, representing a $2 million decrease from the 2025 budget. The reduction is largely due to the completion of multi-year construction projects, including the final remodel of the Delta County Jail. In addition, the county's mill levy will decrease by 4 points in an attempt to address increased assessed property valuations. All county employees will receive a 1.5% cost of living adjustment. And despite an 11% increase in health insurance rates, Delta County will continue to fully cover employee premiums at the PPO7 level. The total annual cost of employee health insurance for the county is roughly $3.2 million. The county has also committed to adding one new full-time position to support the GIS and the E911 operations. The Cedar Ridge Board of Trustees met Thursday, December 11th. The 3-hour special meeting concluded with department head updates, including the sudden resignation of Town Administrator David Torgler. For KVNF, freelance reporter Amanda Schlafer has more.
Administrative instability continues in Cedar Ridge. Town Administrator David Torgler resigned following a recent performance review that cited a strong need for improvement. Torgler, who began working for the town in July of 2024, announced his voluntary resignation during the December 11th special meeting. His last day will be February 11th, 2026. This abrupt departure comes after the Board of Trustees completed an evaluation of his performance 18 months into his tenure. Torgler said there was a strong consensus among board members for the need for improvement in several key areas. Torgler stated that while the town has many opportunities for advancement, such as improvements to streets and sidewalks, he felt the board's evaluation itself created an impossible work environment for him to improve.
Unfortunately, I believe that the board's evaluation and conclusions damaged my ability to improve and credibly work with the board. This damage will likely lead to an inability for me to perform well.
Mayor Hart expressed surprise at the town administrator's comments, saying that although there were some critiques, he thought it was a positive evaluation overall.
This is a surprise. My own opinion of the evaluation was there were some critiques, but in general, I thought it was a pretty positive evaluation. Sorry you didn't take it that way.
Torgler stressed that his departure was ultimately about ensuring that town staff could perform effectively.
And this will not allow the town's staff to perform as well as they are capable. Therefore, I'm resigning from the town pursuant to the agreement between the town and I. Please consider this my voluntary resignation and 60-day notice.
Torgler removed himself from the meeting as Mayor Hart recommended an additional December special meeting for Wednesday, December 17th to discuss their next steps. Trustee McMurray recommended that the town reach out to former interim town administrator Mark Ralph to ensure stability. The sudden resignation was just one of several topics discussed during the December 11th meeting. The board also spent considerable time debating lifetime golf benefits for former trustees and mayors, a potential mill levy, and a possible 1% sales tax increase for the April ballot, underscoring the vital, complex fiscal issues now facing the town without permanent leadership. Board members met during a special meeting last Wednesday to determine the future of the town's leadership. The agenda was amended just 4 hours before the meeting, outside of the 24-hour window rule, to include a last-minute executive session to negotiate the salary and compensation for Carl Holm to potentially fill in as the interim town administrator. During Wednesday's special meeting, the board discussed their confusion regarding Torgler's contract, compensation, and expectations for the upcoming transition period. Town Attorney Bo Nerlin cautioned against seeking legal advice during an open meeting. The board moved to discuss both Torgler's contract and Holmes' compensation separately during the newly added executive session. Following the executive session, the board unanimously voted in favor of Carl Holmes' salary and compensation as part-time interim town administrator. Holm was set to retire as deputy town administrator and transition into a service agreement with the town as a paid contractor to consult on multiple projects started during his tenure. The board discussed the next steps needed in locating a permanent town administrator and questioned if the position is necessary given the town's current financial crisis. A committee to evaluate the need for a town administrator position was established, consisting of trustees Justin Hoffbauer, Steve Anderson, and Mick Murray. The trio will have 60 days to complete their evaluation. Committee meeting schedules can be found at Town Hall or at cedarridgecolorado.com. For KVNF News, I'm Amanda Schlafer.
In state news, the Trump administration plans to dismantle the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods has more.
In a post on social media, White House Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vought called the center one of the largest sources of, quote, climate alarmism in the country. He wrote that any vital work will be moved to another entity or location. The research lab was established in 1960 to study and predict the planet's weather systems. It employs nearly 1,000 people. The decision to break up the center drew strong backlash from Colorado Democrats, including Governor Polis and Congressman Joe Neguse, who represents Boulder. It comes after the Trump administration announced it would cancel environmentally focused transportation grants to Colorado, and after Colorado refused to grant the administration's request to transfer former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters into federal custody.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for Colorado Capital News Alliance. In environmental news, households in Colorado could save a lot of money if the state were more aggressive in pursuing green energy policies. That's according to a new report commissioned by environmental advocacy groups, including Conservation Colorado and Green Latinos. Rocky Mount Community Radio's Caroline Yanis has more.
The study analyzes a business-as-usual approach to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and it compares it with several lower-carbon scenarios. Under the business-as-usual scenario, it predicts that in 2050, Colorado households will spend, on average, about $4,000 per year on energy.
But under all four low-carbon scenarios, average household energy costs are $2,000 per year in 2050.
That's Stacy Tellenhusen with Western Resource Advocates. She says the state will have to spend time and money on making these changes, but
we know there's a cost of doing nothing. Coloradans see the impacts of climate change firsthand in the form of more intense drought, more frequent wildfires, and longer, hotter summers.
Colorado's goal is to have reduced its emissions by half in 2030 from its 2005 levels, but the report says under its current policies, that reduction will only be 25%. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. For more local and regional news, visit kvnf.org. I'm Lisa Young.